rhythm. You throw in the interception, pick six by Bud Clark, comfortable 13-point lead. And in my opinion, the way that first half went, it's a big drive for the North Carolina defense.
And was the Capital One rewarding performance, and this is a rewarding run as Gavorian Barnes is at the gate, inside the 30, to the 10, touchdown TCU, 75 yards and no flags.
This is a really important drive for this North Carolina defense. House call. Herb Street there with Carl Ravitch. Who is that?
Chris Fowler?
No, that's not Fowler.
That's not Fowler?
Reese Davis. Reese Davis. Carl Ravitch, the baseball guy. That's Reese Davis. Yeah. Anyway, Jeremy and Joe and Howard. Howard's here.
What's going on, boys?
Let's go.
How are you?
What's going on? Anything now happening this weekend? I'm trying to think of something to do.
Who's Syracuse play? I'll send you to the Carrier Dome.
Oh, let me to a good start.
Let me get you what a great little football team called Liverpool Football Club is up to this weekend.
Didn't they just
Sunday 9 a.m. at Burnley, top of the table?
Syracuse
That's
plays
what you want to be
UConn,
doing.
To answer
oh,
your
you
question.
Should win.
Who knows?
Did you guys just beat Arsenal?
Yes,
1-0. Yeah.
Did you have a little side wager or anything?
We did not.
No,
we did not.
All right.
What's our latest
he wouldn't bet
against Liverpool.
What's our latest bet we have?
It's been a minute.
It's been a while. We need a bet.
We need to erase Beans' wide receiver train from up there. Yeah, we're gonna need
it.
A bet.
Yeah, he said it.
Our home opener bet for 2026.
That's a fun one.
We have a while for that one.
Yeah.
We'll see. Maybe Howard picks them to win, and then we can figure out who they're gonna
play
in Thursday.
Who's gonna be the first home opponent?
Who's their first
opponent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also like a 2-year-old bet.
The Chiefs.
No way. Too good of a game. Miami.
Then it would be an old AFL rival.
Miami or New England.
Jets, an old AFL rival, any of those three.
See, I think if they've won the Super Bowl, it's the Chiefs.
I suppose
the
that
Thursday
would be,
night opener.
Ooh, a Thursday night opener to start the stadium
in
when
the
they
new
hang
stadium
the banner?
Against Kansas City? Yeah. Absolutely.
Come on. To win the Super Bowl in that scenario.
The Bills would beg the NFL, like, please give them us.
You're bogging us let down us, with details.
Let us put the banner up with them here, please.
Yeah, that would be nice.
All right, Howard's going to pick the Bills. We've plenty to get to here. Dwayne Carter out for the year. That's a little bit of news. We'll get injury designations on the Bills tomorrow when they're at practice. In the meantime, you know, I saw you and Bove and Joe Biscaglia on the Leading the Charge show. I did see Bove predict Bills Packers Super Bowl.
Yes.
I did not. They didn't put on social media what your prediction was. What was it?
Joe and I only gave the records for the season. We don't normally predict what happens in the postseason. Bove was feeling pretty good with his Super Bowl thing.
Bills Packers. So
he jumped the gun and go ahead and said Bills Packers Super Bowl.
All right. Very, very good.
I would not, as we sit here today, I would not predict the Bills in the Super Bowl.
No.
No.
You can tell us about that after you predict them to go 15-2 anyway, though, because their schedule is nice.
Well, yeah, I guess, because that's they'd be 15-1 playing a meaningless game at the end of the season.
True.
Yeah.
All right, let's just do it. Howard picks the Bills.
A tradition unlike any other.
That's what the people want. They're outside our windows chanting.
I thought I saw a group
pick
of people with signs
Bills
that said pick the Bills.
Pick the Bills.
Time for Howard to pick the
Something's going to be different.
Yeah.
Howard's going to pick the Bills,
yeah.
And this is going to be different this
yeah.
time. All right.
Allen going to step up in the pocket. Now he's going to take it and run, and he's got the first down and more. 10, 5, and muscles his way into the end zone for an unbelievable touchdown run.
If they lose this game, I'm telling you right now, I'm calling in sick Tuesday.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
So Ronnie Stanley of the Ravens says about this game, quote, "That team sent us home out of the playoffs. I don't think it's just going into any normal game per se. We were very unhappy with the result last time we were there. A lot of us will give anything to leave there with a dub." Defensive tackle Nnamdi Madubuike agrees. The Ravens, quote, "want to get that bad taste out of their mouths." Week one, Bills, Ravens, Sunday Night Football, the final opener from Highmark Stadium. A lot of lasts.
Maybe they should talk to Mark Andrews to vent that anger if they get a chance.
He was a part of it.
Yeah, he was a big part of it.
He was a big part of it. Fumble and a drop in the end zone.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, I think Baltimore's going to be really good this year. I think they will win their division unless the Bengals have magically fixed their defense. And I think Lamar Jackson's obviously one of the top quarterbacks in the league. Derrick Henry, I don't have to go through the whole list. But, come on. Home opener, final year at Highmark, prime time. Place is going to be nuts. What are you using? What's the tailgate dining plan?
None for me. I don't know.
Okay. You're going, right?
I don't know if I'm going to the game.
Oh, night game. Duh. Yeah, you got to be up at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
I've got factors.
Yeah.
I'm trying to still decide how it's all going to work, so I'll figure it out.
Also, you've done Old Bay. Do we really need to have Old Bay again?
Right.
It's fine.
You could.
It's
what
overrated.
If you got a police escort right when the game ended?
Could work.
All right. I will take the Bills. They're going to. It's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a matchup of two teams that might be playing for an AFC championship come later this season. Okay. But I'll take the Bills to win the opener.
Bills win the opener, beating the Ravens. Listen, I don't want to pick the Ravens to win this game, but I will not be the least bit surprised.
Oh, it's extremely winnable for them. Yes. Yeah, I wouldn't be stunned if the Bills lost.
Extremely winnable, and I'm really wondering about the new-look defensive line trying to come together, leaning on Sanders and Walker in this game quite a bit. We'll see.
Bosa with a managed snap count.
Yeah.
You know, Derrick Henry. I thought Derrick Henry was going to not necessarily fall off the shelf, but take another step backwards that last year, which he did not, obviously. And you always have to worry about Jackson and their top receivers and their tight end. Yeah, if the Ravens come in here and win, it's not stunning, fellas. I just think the Bills will win, but it'll be a really close, great ball game.
From there, things get a lot easier. We'll see if they, you know, have any sort of missteps. But the Bills, arguably their toughest game of the season, is the first one. And then, you know, all right, at the Jets, Sunday, 1 o'clock.
What do you think of the Jets? What are we thinking, boys?
I think that they're going to try and change the culture and claim they do that when they win 6 games.
And I think a lot of their games will be low scoring.
Yeah.
Their coach is all about protect the football. He doesn't think passing, whatever. He says, oh, if you pass a lot, you have a losing record. He said something like that about, you know, like passing is. I think he might be one of these guys that for now says, when you pass it, 3 things happen and 2 are bad. And he has Justin Fields, who is a sack machine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You cannot play protect the football if you have a sack machine back there. So I think the Jets are in trouble because of that.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't see, you know, the Jets might make some strides, but I think that's more about how bad they used to be. Mm-hmm. So I will take the Bills. I just don't see the Jets pulling that one off, even though it's down in Jersey.
Okay. Then we're off to a Thursday night affair with the Miami Dolphins, week 3.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I had a great Dolphin stat. Give me a second. I saw this on, do I have to call it X? I can still call it Twitter, right?
Yeah, whatever you want.
I saw this on Twitter the other day, and I thought it was really, you know, the whole thing about the Dolphins don't beat anybody.
It's not that they haven't won a playoff game in basically my entire lifetime.
When was the last time they won a playoff game?
2000. Looked it up the other day.
I don't know. I can't find it. I'll find it later.
Okay.
Here we go. Dolphins versus good and bad teams. Okay. Since 2023, Dolphins are 2-10 against teams that finished with a record above 500. They are 17-5 against sub 500 teams in the same time frame.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you want to know what Mike McDaniel's record is when Tua starts and finishes games?
What is it?
It's a winning percentage just like Andy Reid's.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They've lost a lot of games because
he gets hurt.
They get backup quarterbacks in, and they completely fall apart. Anyway.
But when Tua plays against good teams, they still lose.
But again, part of that, though, is their offense is designed, like, you have to process everything in 2 seconds because the ball's got to be out.
Yeah.
So there's no backup in the league that can work that.
No.
Because their quarterback is unhealthy.
I will take the Bills because, I don't think Miami's good. And I'm not sure McDaniel will make it through the season. I'll take the Bills.
Worst secondary in the league.
Like it. Oh, their corners are a mess right now.
Yep.
All right, win. So the Bills win and get the victory over the Dolphins. Next up for the Bills' schedule. Back home, they are going to be 30-point favorites against the Saints.
We didn't need to spend any time on this game, right?
Okay, sure.
Is it the lockiest lock of the whole schedule?
Sure. Yes.
Put it this way. It would be their dumbest loss.
In a decade.
I mean, they lost to Urban Meyer.
This would be worse.
This would be worse?
This would be worse.
Then losing to Urban Meyer 9-6?
Yes.
At home to
check the spread in that game. Were they 8-point favorites? 10?
No, more than that.
13?
It would have been a big double-digit road, right?
You're losing to Spencer Rattler at home.
The Bills were 14.5-point favorites that day.
This spread will be bigger.
Okay.
This spread will be 17.
It's a win.
Win. Home Patriots, Sunday Night Football, and the Rivalries uniforms, the white snow white on white, ice cracking, all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And Stephon Diggs and the Patriots return. Mike Vrabel says Diggs expected to play week one for them, so he
Mac
should be
Hollins
back.
Revenge game.
That's right.
He'll be walking into the stadium shoeless. I will take the Bills to win the game.
Bills beat the Patriots.
I already want to be asking, what's the record for the most wins to start a season for the Bills ever? Is it more than five? Because you just picked them to go 5-0.
That's a good question. I'm trying to think of early 90s teams.
Then the Bills, go to Atlanta for a Monday night game against the Falcons.
Joe jinxed it by saying, you know, what's the best start they've had? So I'll take a Bills loss there. Blame Joe.
Blame Joe. You were so happy when I said that. He's like, you knew you were picking a loss. Like, oh,
thank you, Joe.
I can't blame Joe here.
Now I want to see Sean McDermott's all-time record against left-handed quarterbacks. Because Michael Penix Jr. is left-handed.
He beats Tua a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're telling me they're going to lose to a left-handed quarterback?
Sorry.
They might.
Blame Joe.
Bills lose to the Falcons for their first loss of the season. Take a bye week and then go to Carolina.
Bills South.
Yes.
Be a lot of Bills fans in at the stadium in Charlotte for that one. I'll take the Bills.
Bills win. Home against the Chiefs November 2nd. Have you heard my theory on this game?
No.
My big theory on this game is that you have the Bills at, what's their record right now? Something in one?
Something in one.
Four,
you just had them beating Carolina? 6-1.
Okay, 6-1. If they win this game, they would go to 7-1. And the Chiefs, in that same time frame, their schedule goes Chargers, Eagles, Giants, Ravens, Jags, Lions, Raiders, Commanders.
They ain't going to be 6-1.
Four or five.
They're not going to be
6-1. Games.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So, the Bills will be playing that day to ensure they're not going to go to Arrowhead. It's November 2nd, and we will kind of look at it and say, you win this game, you're not going to Arrowhead.
Wow.
You might go somewhere else,
but
you're not going there.
Yeah. All right. Hey, let's take the Bills in that one.
All right. Bills win.
Let's just get rid of the Chiefs once and
Aren't
for
all. Aren't you supposed to pick them to lose so then they beat them in the playoffs? Because I know that conversation is coming for us again.
The Bills and the Chiefs in the playoffs? That never happens. I'm sorry. I don't recall those games.
All right. Bills beat the Chiefs. They are what now?
7-1.
7-1. Next up, at Miami.
Sweep.
Home Bucks.
That's one of those. I'm gonna keep that as a didn't see that one coming. But you know, struggling at home to the Bucks has happened in recent history. I'll say Baker Mayfield makes a few plays and they win the game.
Struggling at home to the Bucks has happened in recent
history.
Didn't
they have a tough game against Baker at home? What?
A couple years ago? If Chris Godwin looks up a second earlier, he catches a Hail Mary to win the game.
Yeah, so that game is in my head.
I don't remember it.
It was a Thursday night game. Remember, we kept yelling about they weren't running Allen and they weren't playing high tempo. And they came out on that drive like a million miles an hour running Allen.
That's right.
And then the game kind of slowed down from there.
And Tampa
Dorsey
just hung around.
Bills at Texans Thursday night.
Yeah, tough. Short week, road game. I think Texans are still good. Oof. So I'll take Houston.
Back-to-back losses here? Wow.
We should just stop the segment right now.
And suddenly we're back to talking about whether they have to go to Arrowhead.
Right. At Pittsburgh.
I don't know that I could ever and be able to sleep. Pick them to lose a game to the Steelers, so I'll take a win.
Thank you.
Howard, maybe you didn't see this. Aaron Rodgers has been named a team captain. A sign that he's really bought in.
Oh, you're being serious.
That they really respect him, and he's bought in. He's a leader for them. He's been named a team captain.
The Jets said the same thing.
I saw it was pointed out. It was a Pittsburgh writer that said that, and then someone astutely pointed out that every starting quarterback for the Steelers is always a captain. Russell Wilson was a captain.
Is that right?
Kenny Pickett was a captain.
That's funny. Well, we all bought in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right, so win over the Steelers. Mm-hmm. Home Bengals.
Yeah, and I'm going to make this a win. I'll reserve the possibility of changing that. I need to see the Bengals defense. It was atrocious last year.
Okay.
Always worry about Joe Burrow, but that defense has to show me something for now. Bills win.
At the Patriots.
So I'm just going to stay off social media for this one. I'm going to throw in a Patriots win here. Mm.
Is the division in play? What's the record?
I don't think the division will be in play.
Four losses.
I think
four losses with 3 weeks to go. What does New England already have? Seven?
They're 10-5.
Yeah, maybe it will be. I don't know. But the Bills.
The Bills are
10-5.
No, they're not.
That's what I got yet.
Four losses.
Right. 11.
Four losses with one loss to New England. So like,
I think they'll win the division. I don't think it'll be a cakewalk like last year. I think New England will be a tough out.
Okay, I'm saying that if New England wins that game, there's work still to do.
Don't you want it more exciting at the end of the season?
I have said that in the past.
See, there you go. You got drama.
Bills Browns
win.
Eagles at Bills
loss.
And then Jets at Bills
sweep.
They're gonna need that one maybe. They're going to play to win. Now you got five losses. You got to make sure
12 and 5.
12 and 5. Okay, 12 and 5.
One loss in the division. That should be good enough.
Is it the one seed? Maybe.
Not 12 and 5.
With tiebreakers over Baltimore and Kansas City.
It could be 12. It could be one seed.
It's going to be close.
Well, the Chiefs will have a little tougher division this year, right?
Yeah.
Chargers, Broncos are on the way up.
Your number one seed, Denver Broncos. You ready for that?
No, not really.
I don't think so, but
That'd
we'll see.
Pretty funny.
All right, but you don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl?
Not right now. I have too many questions about the defense. I really do. I think the secondary could be cross your fingers and pray, at least for the first few weeks of the season, depending on whether Trey plays. Let's see how they overhaul the defensive line. I need to see how that does. There's just too much stuff going on, the safety situation, for me to sit here and say, guys, this is a Super Bowl team for sure. It's a Super Bowl offense. But why haven't they made the Super Bowl in the Josh Allen era? The defense. Need to see that change. I need to see him play well this year.
Just saw at The Athletic, 31 NFL coaches and executives were asked if you could start a franchise from scratch, who are the top three quarterbacks you would take? So who got the most votes?
Mahomes.
Josh Allen.
Oh, good. See, an MVP award changes things.
Mahomes and Burrow are tied second place. Jaden Daniels.
Wow.
Is the fourth named. Lamar fifth. Herbert sixth. And then Drake May, CJ Stroud, Baker Mayfield.
Uh-oh. Ravens are going to put this on the bulletin board. They're disrespecting Lamar Jackson.
I mean, that is pretty offensive.
It's pretty low.
I think it's pretty offensive. It should be Allen and Jackson 1-2.
Yeah, well, Lamar's
five for him.
Well,
is
now
nuts.
I got to pick the Bills to lose the game. I'm kidding. Boys, enjoy the season.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in. We'll talk in a week. You got to do this every week. You forgot about that, didn't you?
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you forgot about that.
I thought it was once a month.
I really think you forgot about that until right now.
I was like, having a nice
right. I'm coming in next week.
We're back weekly again. Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah. You get to overreact if they lose to Baltimore.
I can't. Well, not that that would ever happen on this program. I'm sure that would be.
If they win, 14-3. If they lose,
ooh, that's
7-10.
That's you. You're speaking?
No.
Okay.
We'll see.
You want another bet? I'll bet he never picks a losing record for them.
Oh, it's an easy bet, yeah.
That is an easy bet, unless you keep jinxing things.
It's probably been years since he did
that. Do you want to pick the North Carolina Tar Heels?
Who? What? Well, they'll win. I mean, they'll win games.
They play UNC Charlotte.
The ACC's week. Not good, right?
No.
Oh, they play Charlotte, right.
UNC Charlotte, and then they have another
I might have to go to that Syracuse game now. I got to be there.
Is that the dome?
Yeah.
Why not?
Just a womp
go just to Boo Belichick.
Why not?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. If you were there and they beat him by 40.
It'd be great. All right, 803-0550, our phone number. Thank you, Howard.
Anytime, fellas.
Game week, Baltimore.